Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Research Methods in Education by Lua Cohen, Lawrence Mannion, and Keith Morrison is a major textbook in educational and social research methodology, published by Routledge and widely used in teacher education, postgraduate study, and professional research training. The 8th edition, associated with ISBN 1-80-2090-88, presents educational research as a broad field that requires philosophical awareness, careful design, ethical responsibility, and technical competence, rather than treating methods as isolated tools. The book organizes research activity across the full cycle of inquiry, understanding the research context, designing a study, selecting appropriate methodologies, collecting data, analyzing evidence, and reporting findings. Its coverage includes quantitative, qualitative, and mixed methods traditions, along with action research, ethnography, evaluation, surveys, interviews, observation, content analysis, and statistical procedures. The book is intended for both novice and experienced researchers, offering conceptual grounding while also serving as a practical reference for designing and conducting research in educational settings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, educational research as a context-dependent and ethically governed practice. A central strength of research methods in education is its insistence that educational research cannot be reduced to technical procedure. The book places methods within the social, institutional, and philosophical contexts in which education occurs. Schools, universities, policy systems, classrooms, and communities are not neutral laboratories. They are environments shaped by power relations, professional responsibilities, cultural expectations, and practical constraints. This framing matters because a method that appears rigorous in the abstract may be unsuitable if it ignores participants, setting, purpose, or feasibility. The book also treats ethics as integral to research design rather than as an administrative afterthought. Issues such as informed consent, confidentiality, harm, access, researcher responsibility, and the use of data are presented as decisions that influence the credibility and legitimacy of a study. By foregrounding paradigms and ethics, Cohen, Mannion, and Morrison help readers understand why educational inquiry often involves judgment, negotiation, and transparency. This makes the book especially useful for researchers who must justify not only what they investigate, but also how and why their approach is appropriate. Secondly, research design as the link between questions, evidence, and credible conclusions. The book gives sustained attention to research design because design is the structure that connects a research question to usable evidence. It explains that educational research begins with clarifying purpose, whether the study seeks description, explanation, evaluation, interpretation, intervention, or theory building. From there, researchers must align questions with samples, instruments, data sources, timeframes, and analytic strategies. This alignment is crucial because weak design can undermine even carefully collected data. The text addresses issues such as validity, reliability, generalizability, trustworthiness, sampling, access, and the management of bias, showing that these concerns vary across quantitative and qualitative traditions. In quantitative work, design may emphasize measurement precision, control, and statistical inference. In qualitative work, design may emphasize depth, authenticity, context, and interpretive coherence. The book is valuable because it does not present design as a rigid template. Instead, it encourages disciplined decision-making in which methodological choices are defensible in relation to the research problem. This helps readers avoid a common error in educational research, choosing a favored method before fully defining the evidence needed. Thirdly, methodological pluralism across quantitative, qualitative, and mixed methods traditions, research methods in education is notable for its breadth across methodological traditions. It covers experimental and survey approaches, but it also gives significant space to qualitative and practice-oriented methodologies such as ethnography, case study, action research, grounded theory, content analysis, and evaluation research. This pluralism reflects the complexity of educational questions. Some questions require numerical patterns, such as relationships between variables or outcomes across groups. Others require close attention to meaning, experience, classroom interaction, institutional culture, or professional practice. The book also addresses mixed methods, which are useful when neither numbers nor narratives alone can provide a sufficiently complete answer. Its treatment of methodological choice is pragmatic but not simplistic. Readers are encouraged to consider the assumptions, strengths, and limitations of each approach rather than treating methods as interchangeable techniques. For example, action research is positioned as closely connected to practitioner improvement, while ethnographic work requires immersion and attention to culture. This breadth makes the book a reference work rather than a narrow manual, allowing researchers to compare approaches and choose designs that match educational problems. Fourthly, data collection methods match to educational settings and participant realities. The book devotes substantial attention to the practical work of data collection, including questionnaires, interviews, observation, tests, documents, diaries, visual materials, and online or virtual research contexts. Its value lies in showing that data collection is not merely a matter of selecting an instrument, but of ensuring that the instrument produces evidence suitable for the question and setting. In education, participants may include children, teachers, parents, administrators, policymakers, or community members, each requiring different forms of access, language, consent, and sensitivity. A questionnaire may allow broad coverage but can flatten complex experiences. An interview may capture depth, but requires careful attention to prompting, recording, power dynamics, and interpretation. Observation can reveal classroom behavior as it occurs, but it raises questions about observer influence, sampling of events, and recording accuracy. The book helps readers think through these trade-offs before collecting data. It also recognizes that digital environments have become part of educational research, requiring attention to virtual interaction, online data sources, and ethical handling of electronically mediated evidence. Lastly, analysis and reporting as disciplined interpretation rather than mechanical completion. The final stages of research receive detailed treatment through chapters on data analysis, interpretation, and reporting. The book covers quantitative analysis, including statistical reasoning, and qualitative analysis, including coding, categorizing, content analysis, and the development of interpretations from textual or observational data. Its underlying message is that analysis is not a mechanical end stage, but a disciplined process of making warranted claims from evidence. Quantitative data require attention to appropriate tests, assumptions, scales, distributions, and the difference between statistical results and educational significance. Qualitative data require systematic organization, transparency of interpretation, and careful connection between evidence and claims. The book also emphasizes reporting, because research becomes useful only when communicated clearly and responsibly. A well-reported study explains its rationale, design, limitations, evidence, and conclusions without overstating what the data can support. This is particularly important in education, where findings may influence practice, policy, assessment, or institutional decision-making. By connecting analysis to reporting, the book helps readers see research as an accountable argument built from evidence, not just as a sequence of procedures. In conclusion, research methods in education is best suited to education students, doctoral candidates, teacher researchers, academic supervisors, policy analysts, school leaders, and social researchers whose work touches educational institutions or learning environments. Beginners can use it to understand the full architecture of a research project, from formulating questions to reporting findings. More experienced readers can use it as a reference when comparing designs, refining instruments, checking ethical issues, or selecting analytic strategies. Its practical benefit is that it helps researchers make defensible methodological decisions rather than simply follow familiar routines. Its intellectual benefit is that it presents educational research as a field shaped by philosophical assumptions, social context, ethical responsibility, and evidence-based reasoning. Compared with shorter research methods guides, the book stands out for its comprehensive scope and its integration of quantitative, qualitative, mixed, evaluative, and practitioner-based approaches. Compared with highly specialized methodology texts, it is broader and more useful as a single reference across the research process. Its supporting online materials also strengthen its role as a teaching and self-study resource. The book can be demanding because of its range and density, but that depth is also what makes it a benchmark text for serious educational inquiry. If you would like to support Lua Cohen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.